Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Guess who's backing away from ENDA, the so-called Employment Non-Discrimination Act? You may be surprised. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this important issue. Matt, Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, we've always been opposed to this ENDA law that has been percolating on the sidelines for a number of years and never got enough votes to pass in both House and Senate. It's the so-called Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It originally started off by adding to the categories of protection like race and so forth, sexual orientation. But then Barney Frank a few years ago actually added a new verbiage and said sexual orientation or gender identity, thus making it even broader. And it had all the backing of the liberal groups like the American Civil Liberties Union and Lambda Legal Defense Fund and all the homosexual groups and all the pro-homosexual people in the Congress. But now there is something that's taking place, Matt, and there are some of these organizations that supported ENDA that are backing away from its support and actually are opposing it now.
Well, ENDA was never, you know, it purports to be a panacea for work to prevent workplace discrimination for cross-dressers and people who identify as gay or lesbian. It was never about that, Matt. We know anytime there's even if a person even in an employment setting even looks crossways at a self-identified homosexual, it becomes a national story all over the media. There is no systemic discrimination of people taking place in the workplace, and nor does anybody that I know, you know, support willy-nilly people just running around, you know, gay bashing and discriminating against homosexuals. It was never about that. It was always about getting the government's official stamp of approval on those behaviors, and essentially outlawing the Christian belief system, the Christian behaviors and Christian beliefs in a work setting. Well, now the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, the ACLU, the in-house homosexual activist group of the
Lambda
AFL,
Legal Defense
Lambda
Fund.
Legal, the AFL-CIO, have withdrawn their support for ENDA in the wake of the Hobby Lobby decision because there is a paper-thin, weak religious exemption, so-called, in ENDA. They want any religious exemption completely removed, so they're withdrawing their support because they're afraid. So they want to. They're showing their true colors now. They want Christianity criminalized.
That's exactly right. This really shows their true colors. After the Hobby Lobby case, where Hobby Lobby was able to rely upon the Religious Freedom Restoration Act as a religious freedom to object to these imposed Obamacare mandates of abortion-inducing drugs and devices, these individuals said, well, this, like you say, razor-thin exemption that's in ENDA for religious organizations, they don't like that because that means that they can't force their radical agenda on religiously affiliated organizations and businesses. That's what they're afraid of. And if they cannot do that, they will not support ENDA at all. Well, I'm glad they're not supporting ENDA because I oppose ENDA. I oppose ENDA with an exemption or without an exemption. I think it's bad law. It's not necessary. And it's only going to be used to browbeat people into submission, employers as well as employees, to accept the radical homosexual lifestyle. Yeah. That's what they want. That's what ENDA's always been about. But now they're backing away because they can't force Christians under ENDA, Christian companies or religious companies, to be covered. And until and unless that exemption is removed, they're not going to support ENDA, which really, I think, goes back to what you said. It shows their true intent to criminalize Christianity. They want to dominate any Christian worldview.
They've forgotten themselves. They usually stick to the talking points. They usually stick to the propaganda. And this illusory religious exemption, this non-existent religious exemption that was included in that version of ENDA, that was their propaganda tool to bring over some Republicans, to bring over some churches, to get acquiescence from some Christians and people who were concerned how that obviously ENDA would discriminate against Christians. They get that. Now, in the wake of this utter hissy conniption fit on the left is now continuing, and they've forgotten themselves. It's blown away the curtain and allowed us to look behind it. But I want to say, Matt, for the first time in my life, I wholeheartedly agree with the ACLU, with the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, with the AFL-CIO's in-house homosexual lobbying group, with all of these, this hodgepodge of radical homosexualist organizations. I agree with them. Everybody should withdraw their support for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Let's get behind this movement.
I agree totally with that. And it also shows you what their agenda is whenever they pass something that has a religious exemption, because their agenda is to get it through, let people think, oh, well, we don't have to oppose it, and let the Christians go home. And then when they get it in, they'll try to strip it of that particular exemption. So what does ENDA really do? Well, here's a case in point. This is a case out in Washington State where a mother was bringing her daughter to a college, and they had some swim team. So the girl's in there changing her clothes. And guess who's in the bathroom, the women's bathroom, with this young girl? Well, it's a man. And this man, what does he do? He exposes himself to this young
girl.
Intentionally.
Exposed.
Intentionally does it. Now, how is he there? Well, because Washington State has one of these sexual orientation public accommodation laws and gender identity, and he's now claiming, well, he wants to identify as a woman, so therefore he should be able to use the woman's restroom and changing facilities, the locker room. So that's why he's there, and no one's prohibiting him because they're afraid that they will be violating the law. And when this young girl comes there, he exposes himself. Now, those images are going to be in that young girl's mind forever.
She was had to be traumatized horribly.
And when her mom objected to the college, they said, well, we have to let him in there because of the state law, which would be like ENDA. Well, that's what ENDA will do, is turn all of these restrooms into sexual assault zones. And does any parent want, or father or mother want, to send their daughter into the restroom not knowing that there's some man in there posing as a woman?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is Washington State's version of ENDA, and we will see that across the country if ENDA ever passes. There's just no question about that, because that's what it does. That's what it allows. And when the college did at first respond to the mother, and they did have the law enforcement come, and that's when the law enforcement said, oh, no, this is his right. This is his civil right to be in there and do this. So you have no case. So then it's now the mother, now it's other people. Now the law turns on these individuals and says, you're harassing this transgendered person. So now suddenly you're in violation, likely of, you're committing hate speech or a hate crime. That's how twisted and upside down this has become, Matt.
This whole thing is absolutely absurd. But we've seen this in department stores as well, where they have a policy on so-called non-discrimination and it includes gender identity or sexual orientation. And we've seen situations where men want to use the women's changing room, where one of the department store managers in that area said, no, the men's is over in that section. This is the women's. And they object. And guess who gets in trouble? Not the person who wants to go into the women's, but the person who says you can't go into the women's because they have a right to do it. This is absolute absurdity, Matt, and this is where we are in this country.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned that they want, even if there was a religious exemption, they'd pull it in the end. Harry Reid admitted to that a year ago.
Yeah.
He said he was going to undo the religious exemption if ENDA ever even passed.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think that sometimes what we've seen is Christians and churches back off whenever there's a religious exemption. Don't do that, because if you're not covered, somebody else will be. And if you're exempted now, you may not be later. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com for more information. We've been involved in battling the Employment Non-Discrimination Act for many years, and we have been successful in stopping that. I am very pleased that new allies have joined us, and that is the people who once supported the law. They join us in opposing it for different reasons. They want it to cover all religious organizations. I don't think it should cover anybody. I don't think it's necessary, and I know it'll be used in a very devastating way. men's restrooms, women's restrooms, it's going to be chaos. And people are going to be forced to accept a sexual abnormality as normal and good. So continue to keep involved. We're continuing to monitor this, and we'll let you know how you can be involved. You can go to libertycouncil.com and sign up for our grassroots action email. That way you can keep involved and your voice can be heard through faxes and through other petitions as well. That's libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.